You're listening to the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, the third here. Man, it's been a minute since I've been back on the mic for this particular podcast, NASCAR talk, and everything else in between. We're coming at you mid-week Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Already late in June already. Where has this month gone? And NASCAR fans, of course, second half of the season, NBC takes over. Fox done, for the exception of course, the truck series there. And NBC takes over now from here on out. FS1 will still have carry the truck series as well. But man, what is up with SHR this week, folks? They have their footprints all over this week already. And I'm recording this, of course, a few hours removed from huge news, probably to no surprise here, maybe a little bit. Kevin Harvick stepping out. Well, he already made this announcement at the beginning of the year, but who's taking over his place? Well, we'll start right there. Josh Berry, who's been the role of substitute cup driver for Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott. Well, he's going to get his shot solely next year, full-time, in the Cup Series, folks. So that was announced today as I'm recording this here on Wednesday evening, June 21st. Josh Berry, of course, still full-time right now for Junior Motorsports. He will take over. He'll have big shoes, if he's not already, with Kevin Harvick, of course, going into the Fox booth after this year. And Cross Racing as a unit, boy, they've had it themselves a week, moving crew chiefs around. and other things like that. So it's been a week for those guys. And now you replace I thought going into this, I thought we see Ross Chastain over there, but we've seen Ross Chastain fade over the last month since that announcement that Rick Hendrick called out Ross Chastain. Ross Chastain ain't done nothing much the last month, and he better get himself whipped up in shape here as we begin the second half of the year. And, of course, the Cup Series, pretty much everybody is coming off of a week off, the only week off of the racing calendar season, in particular to the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR there as well. I kind of like that, actually. You know, usually in a cup season, you get in at least three to four off weeks. For the Cup, and particularly with the Cup, got Cup Series, right? At least 3 to 4. And during that stretch there, you either have the Xfinity Series race that week, right? Or the Truck Series, right? But it's a rarity to have all three divisions off, and now we're going to hit the most critical part of the schedule here. It is hot, heavy, with a lot of activity coming up. Of course, you have Nashville this weekend. All three divisions will be participating in that, kicking off the second half of the year. And then, of course, next week, I want to say Chicago Street Course next week. I'll double check on that. Probably should pull up a schedule on. And I haven't gone in here, not 5 minutes in. Sonoma, Xfinity Series. I should have paid attention. Well, first off, I caught the Xfinity Series race a couple weeks ago. Did not see much of the Cup race at all. And hell yeah, double hell yeah, Martin Truex Jr. wins Sonoma, and Eric Almirola with the Adam Appoli, quote-unquote Alan Alexander, the upset at Sonoma there after Kyle Larson just ate up the field. 2 weeks ago over there. And, of course, typical Larson there. Larson activity there. A little bit of mess up there on the restart. Almirola stayed out on older tires. I got to tell you, I was I was impressed by that right there. I didn't think he was going to hang on. But when Kyle Larson screwed up there, screwed the pooch, coming off of turn 11 or 12, that is, I said, that's all she wrote right there. That's all Eric needs to, you know, get it done. And he got it done there. So, like I said, Stuart Haas Racing has their footprint on this episode here. Eric Almirola winning a couple weeks ago. And then you're getting crew chief swapped everywhere. Chase Briscoe got himself a new crew chief on the 14. I would have left the 98 crew chief alone in the Xfinity Series. I was a little surprised by that, given the fact that Riley Herbst has been Mr. Consistency, really going back to last fall with that team. So a little shake up there. Wasn't too thrilled about that, at least for Riley anyways there. And really as a unit in the Cup Series anyways, when we look at these teams, Ryan Preece, Almirola in the Cup side, Harvick's been up and down. Briscoe come off a playoff appearance last year. Yeah, their performance has not been there, and I probably say they had lasted the kick to the curb. Really, as far as that's concerned, and really, you look at it, front row with McDowell and Todd Gilliland and sometimes Zane Smith in that car, they're outdoing that team. Yeah, I said it on the podcast here tonight. For front row is outdoing Stuart Haas Racing. So, Tony Stewart, Gene Haas, hey, let's mix things up and see what we get performance-wise. Penske, obviously, Ryan Blaney finally touching victory lane several weeks back. They've been a little inconsistent as well. So, let's see what I got here. I got a little text coming right in the middle. Well, right in the beginning of this podcast. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3 Eddie Greer here for the podcast. Oh, that's just a reminder. Yeah, so Stuart Haas Racing, it's been a big week for them trying to kickstart their season. You have at least 10 more races to do it as we go through the second half of this. Let me pull up the second half of the schedule here real quick on my laptop. Well, I got it in handy, folks, here. So let's get it all straightened out here for you guys here tonight on this podcast. Nashville this week, the only on break here for everybody, I think, here as we move along. Okay, so you had Sonoma, right? So here we go. This week, Nashville, NBC takes over for the exception of the Truck Series, which FS1 will take you home on that. And yes, it will be the Chicago Street Course next week, the inaugural Chicago Street Course, and boy, that is going to be something. I can go two ways with that. That can be a boring show, or that is going to be a you know what show there. So from what I listen to anyways, a lot of flat speeds, and obviously when I think about that, I think about obviously the Chicago Marathon, which it takes place up there as well, but not in the same time frame. That's in October there, so a lot of flat, but you're going to get, at least racing-wise, a lot of tight turns from what I listen to anyways. This is from the guys that were out there walking around, checking out the course out, a lot of long speeds, whatnot. So this is going to be, should I put this in a wild card scenario here? Probably. I probably would say so on that front right there. Let's see here. Next, after that, you have Atlanta, prime time, under the lights, your super speedway, your third super speedway, they're under the lights in Atlanta. That's three, and then New Hampshire there. So you're getting a consistency. Usually the second half of the season, you're getting variety of tracks. You're not getting your cookie cook cutters and whatnot, your back-to-back short tracks and whatnot. You're getting a dose of literally everything here. In July 23rd, Pocono there, Richmond, return of that July 30th, Michigan, August 6th. Indy Road Course, August 13th there. Watkins Glen on August 20th. And then you have the crapshoot of crapshoots. You have Coke Zero Sugar 400, which will decide the rest of the field. Daytona for the 2023 postseason right there. So that is 9, 10 races. Yep, 10 races. So your kind of your quote-unquote race to the playoffs begins this week at Nashville. And a couple of several other players that need to win to get themselves in, a.k.a. Chase Elliott. Need to get himself going here. If he's going to get himself into that playoff spot this season, and you got a couple, he got a couple more chances. He got several chances to do it. I'm not going to rule that out. That's because, in fact, this is Hendrick Motorsports. And the fact of the matter is, the first half was spent on Kyle Larson and William Byron. And now you have the fact that, all right, so Joe Gibbs Racing really starting to come along. Martin Truex Jr. winning two races. Should have won four in that stretch there. But I'll take the two wins there, but it could be more than that. But I'm not going to get too greedy right now, though. And, yes, Martin Truex Jr. is your points leader heading into the race to the playoffs. That's what we're going to call it here on this podcast here. 10 more races decided. Martin Truex Jr. has been hanging around in the top 10, fifth or sixth, has made a summer charge here. Interesting to see how that's going to carry over to the Les Mile and a Half racetrack at Nashville. And remember, I ran in on this podcast last year. But the fact that Martin Truex Jr. should have won Nashville last year, but one of the wrong calls of 2022 last year from James Small there. So left me furiated there. So maybe there's going to be redemption there and kick this thing off second half of season with a bang right there. Let's see. Okay. As well. So he is your points leader. I believe William Byron. Let me see. Yeah. William Byron there. Let me see if I can pull the standings here. Oh. Now he wants to do that. Okay. Let's see. So, yeah, appreciate the notification. appreciate the notification on that, Siri. Gotcha. All right, so, yes, Martin Truex Jr. heading into the last 10 races of the second half, or the start of the second half slash last 10 to the playoffs here. Let's see if we get that going. Okay, there we go. So, Truex there. Up by 13 over William Byron. Blaney is third. This is the original standings. This is not the actual postseason list there. Postseason standings, anyways. This is the normal standings as it is. Chastain, who led the first half of the season for most of it, anyways, has dropped from first to fourth, 25 out. Despite SHR's issues throughout the first half, Kevin Harvick, the lead guy, is fifth right now. 25 and 1 point behind Ross Chastain and Kyle Busch, who has multiple wins, 6. Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and Kyle Larson in the top 10 is 10th, 85 back. So Martin Truex Jr. leading the point standings right now, but as playoff points concerned, he is 4th. But the consistency really starting to shine on the 19. You have, of course, let's see, I'm looking at this right. Kyle Larson with 12. Yeah, that's surprising there. 12 playoff points there. Who has 17? That's Kyle Busch. So Kyle Busch and William Byron have the most playoff, or tie for the most playoff points with 17. Byron and I think Kyle Busch also are tied for the most wins heading into the second half of the season with 3, if I'm not mistaken. There's Will. Yep, right spot on. As well as that, so definitely, it's one of those things where, like, okay, you know, let's see if we can cut that off there. Going into the season, right? So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how that all shakes itself out for the second half of the season for these guys. And if I would have a guess at who's out. Obviously, you have Chase Elliott out of there. Let's see. Bubbles could be. Bubba's likely on the bubble there. RF Finley Keselowski, RFK. Let's see. They have both their cars in. The last time I read that, Busher was solidly in. Keselowski was in as well. Stenhouse was also in as well. So maybe on the next, hopefully on the next episode, I'll have that. The playoff chart, official playoff chart, will be updated by then. So yeah, that's what we're looking at right there as well. This is a three wide pod with EG3, Eddie Greer, the third here. The second half of the season begins, and Stuart Haas Racing with a lot of changes heading into Nashville. Before I go any further than that here real quick, so be on the lookout for this podcast. If you're not subscribed already, make sure you subscribe to the 3Y Podcast, wherever you get your podcast there. Second thing, special guest alert. Yes, folks, special guest alert. I'll be recording a special guest episode next Monday. So this upcoming Monday, I'll have a special guest episode, and that will probably be out probably the following week there as well. So it's been a while since a guest has appeared, since the very beginning of the season of Season 8 of this podcast. So yep, so I'm excited to do that. There might be one more, and I'm definitely going to be reaching out to some former guests on some EC3 past guests on this podcast here, see if they want to come on and talk shop as far as NASCAR goes. So I wanted to bring that to attention as well here as we begin the second half of the season on the Cup side as well. Yeah, Eric Almirola winning the Xfinity Series. The last time the Xfinity Series was on the track there as well. Trucks back on the track as well here. And now let's see. Turn the page over. Let's see here. Oh, and speaking of, well, I'm thinking about Hendrick Motorsports here real quick. Also this week, Hendrick Motorsports and one of their sponsors, Luminar, agreed to a three... Let's see. I'm thinking here. To a three-year deal with Rick Hendrick Motorsports there as well. So that's Chase, one of Chase Elliott's sponsors there as well. So Hendrick Motorsports bunting some things up on that end. Will Chase Elliott make the postseason is the question now. One of the questions heading in to these last 10 races. Race to the playoffs 2023 is on. Let's go get his top 10 here from the Cup Series race. From Toyota, Save Mart 350, Martin Truex Jr. Basically took over from what I've heard. And at some point here, as I'm recording this here, I am going to go back and look at the highlights. I just have not had time. I'm fresh, by the way, from Minnesota, a.k.a. Boston qualified for 2024 last weekend. Yours truly qualified for the Boston Marathon for next April, so, and there's a process there. I'll get to that here in a minute. Truex wins it. Busch finished second. Joey Logano Penske Racing finished third. My AKA points getter from my fantasy team, Chris Buescher, solid fourth. You remember last year, Chris Buescher was in the top three last year in the same race last year, so not surprised there. That was one of my picks right there. Chase Elliott finishing the top five, but from what I heard and from what a couple people told me, he wasn't really a factor in it, and he didn't have that race-winning road course speed that we're attending to seeing here. Allmendinger finishing the sixth spot. Michael McDowell finished seventh. Kyle Larson eighth. Christopher Bell ninth. Ross Chastain tenth. And when I say front row is out doing Stuart Haas Racing, well, that's proof of the pudding right there. McDowell was also kind of on my sleeper list there. As far as fantasy picks go there, they delivered. McDowell and Buescher delivered for me 2 weeks ago there. And, yeah, Harvick, he finished one spot outside the top 10 there in 11th spot right there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 12th. Ryan Preece, Harvick's teammate, finished 13th there as well. Some other notables here. Let's see. Keselowski finished in the 16th spot. Bo Wallace, 17th there. Let's see here, going down the line. Austin Cindric has been, to me anyways, a disappointment on the... I thought he would be more of a threat on these, right, on given his background on these type of tracks. Well, he finished 25th there. And Grant Ebinger Oh, by the way, replaced Noah Gregson. Noah Gregson, from what I read, had a concussion, so he was not cleared to be in that car. So he had a miss, and Grant Enfinger took over. The two-time winner in the Truck Series this year took over. He finished 26th. Chase Briscoe with a crew chief change this week. 29th, Blaney. 31st there, Eric Jones. Legacy Wolves continue. 32nd, Reddick got penalized, apparently, cutting the course. 33rd, let's see, Zane Smith. That third car for front row, he finished 34th there. And Andy Lally made the appearance there in the Rick Ware racing car. He finished 35th. And, yeah, Denny Hamlin, who won stage one, finished dead ass last in the 36th spot there. He had mechanical issues there. Well, does not say mechanical issues. He had an accident there. So I have not listened. I actually haven't listened to the latest episode of Action Gentlemanal. So I got to find out what happened with him on that. But yeah, he was up there and all of a sudden done. And now this came, let's see, late in the race there. So yeah, costly for him there. Meanwhile, he has to watch his teammate Martin Truex Jr. win his fourth race at Sonoma, second of the year. And if you add up, add the clash in there, third of the season for MTJ right there. Hamlin winning stage one, Kyle Busch winning stage two. Martin Truex Jr. did not. Yeah, Martin Truex Jr. Take it back. Martin Truex Jr. Finished second in stage one behind Hamlin, then finished seventh in stage two, and then he just took over. That's what I like about Martin Truex Jr. When he has a car right, James Small and his team, 19 crew, build it up right, he can go places. He can just put the hammer down and not let the foot off the throat, off the stink of the throat. Right there, you know that saying goes. You have that type of car. We've seen over the years, Martin Truex Jr. has a car, one of the fastest cars in the field. If he gets up front, see ya. There's no question about that right there. Time of the race, 2 hours and 40 minutes there. 10 drivers. Well, actually, 10 lead changes among 6 drivers in this race right here. And Martin Truex Jr., your regular season points leader. I would not be thought be saying that heading into the second half of the season. We're going to take a small, quick intermission break here on the podcast, here on the 3Y Podcast. A little more on my adventures here. I'm not going to go too deep because there's going to be a solo episode for that in the Xfinity Series. Eric Almirola winning that, so we'll take a break here right now. We'll come on back here in just a second. What's up, NASCAR Nation? We're back here in the 3Wide Pod with EG3. All right, so Cup, that's covered, obviously. I'm recording this on 20D. Evening of Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. I think this is episode 362 of this podcast. Pretty sure that's accurate there. If you're new to the podcast, of course, welcome on board. You love what you're hearing, make sure you hit that subscribe button there. Wherever you get your favorite podcast on the 3Y Pod with EG3, season 8 here. Well on the way, and this is the last 10 races before the postseason of the Cup Series there. So we're calling it the race of the postseason here, starting this week, Nashville, for all the races, all the divisions this week, including the Truck Series as well. All right, and of course, reminder, mentioned this at the top of the episode, Josh Berry, his name has been in the top list as far as getting in that number 4 ride. Was name announced. He will take over Kevin Harvick's ride, the famous number 4, Stewart Haas Racing Ford, at the end of the year when Kevin Harvick crosses the checkered flag for the final time in his Cup career at Phoenix International Raceway. So, all right, so now, back to Eric Almirola. Almirola was impressive in the Xfinity Series there after the Kyle Larson gap, which was very rare to see that. Kyle Larson just looked like he hesitated with the race car, from the replays, anyways, from the Fox from the FS1 broadcast, he hit a tire barrier, and then his car kind of did a little head fake to the right, and it all of a sudden just bolted over to the left side. There, Almirola wins it there. Almendinger second, Larson third. Ty Gibbs made an appearance. He drew the 19 this week, last week, I should say, in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs Racing, the Xfinity 19. Parker Kligerman, Riley to finish fifth. Attaboy for him there. Cole Custer continues to do things. I keep continuing to overlook him. And oh, by the way, I'm gonna go ahead and pick. While I'm thinking about it, I'll do it. I'll go ahead and put him. I'll pick him this week. That's one of my picks there for this week's races there. Cole Custer. I don't know why I keep thinking of him being in the Cup Series for whatever reason there. But Cole Custer, he finished sixth. He's coming off of course that Portland Road Course win several weeks back. I saw Justin Allgaier, Future Paint Scheme, Reese's, love it. He finished in the seventh spot. Austin Hill, eighth. Austin Hill continuing to be consistent in the Xfinity Series there. Shout out Austin Hill. Sammy Smith, where was this at when I picked you at Portland? Sammy Smith, top 10. He can get around road course pretty good. Solid for Smith. Sam Mayer rounds out the top 10. This is coming up from race 14 for the Xfinity Series, the DoorDash 250 2 weeks ago out in Wine Country. There, this is the right time of the race, 2 hours and 3 minutes. Kyle Larson winning both stages in again, but at the end, when it mattered, the other Cup driver, Eric Almirola, gets it done there and delivers a big win there as well. I think he was driving for Ryan Sieg Racing, if I'm not mistaken. Almirola, that is there. That's a huge win for Eric Almirola. Did not carry over the Sunday, though. But for him, Eric Almirola, good guy, obviously. Still got a question, why did he come back? You don't have, in the Cup Series, right, you don't have, you know, race-winning cars, right? So that surprised me there on that front. But, hey, when you have an opportunity to win, to see it in front of you, you got to seize it. And, hey, you can't win by following the dominant car. You got to do something else different. And Eric Almirola team stayed out, a little bit older tires than the 17 of Kyle Larson. And he delivered. So kudos to Eric Almirola there, the Tennessee Lottery 250 next this weekend for the Xfinity Series. And my computer decides to go back in that file, which I don't want that. Let's see. Oh, boy. Now I'm going to have to do it all over again. So, yeah. So let's pull that up first. That's not what I want. So I start over here. So again, Stuart Haas Racing. Multiple changes in the crew chief front. I mentioned that in the first half of the podcast there. Get myself situated because I had it here and my computer wanted something else. So I apologize for that here. Let's see, DoorDash. There we go. So driver points here after 14 races with the Xfinity Series. John Hunter Nemechek is your points leader there. He's up by only 4 over Austin Hill. Excuse me. Then it's Justin Allgaier. So Nemechek, Hill, Allgaier. Allgaier is what? 25 back. And then Cole Custer, you almost double that distance to back to him. And, of course, newly next year, driver for the number 4 Stuart Haas Racing team, Josh Berry, sit there in the 5th spot there as well. And now I'm on it. Truck Series, we got to rewind it back a little bit. Get everybody caught up there with that. The last time they were on the track, right? Let's see. Again, this is not what I want. Trucks, let's see. Get the schedule here. There we go. Let's see. They only got a few more races left before their playoffs begin here for the Craftsman Truck Series. Last time they raced was back June 3rd. There, Grant Enfinger, again, who took over, just remind everybody, who took over for Noah Gregson, right, in the, let's see, in the 42 ride for Legacy Racing, right? He won that one, so there's that. And then, of course, you have this week on Friday, the Rackley Racing 200. Let's see where everyone's at as far as the points go here on the podcast goes here. Corey Heim, who did not race at St. Louis. I don't know what his status is for this week. I'm pretty sure he sat out due to sickness, so he was not able to drive 2 weeks ago. Jesse Love did a great job for him in that spot there. Yeah, it's from Heim to Majeski, because Majeski went for the win on Zane Smith, and they took each other out there with a couple laps to go in that race there. And Grant Enfinger, 2 wins in the last 4 weeks, right? Only 9 back of Corey Heim. Zane Smith is fourth, 19 back, yeah, Ben Rhodes, is now 32 back there in that Thor Sport 99 truck as well. So you're going to get a big dose this week of racing here all across the board. Trucks kick it off Friday, Xfinity, and then, of course, the Ally 400 with the Cup Series, but kicks off really the green flag to the last 10 races before the 2023 postseason for the NASCAR Cup Series there. It's going to be interesting at the same time to see what happens there with all three series. And yeah, real quick here, before I let y'all go here on the podcast here, Eddie Greer, 3Y Podcast with EG3. Yes, I mentioned Boston qualified. It's going to be its own separate episode there. So originally, give you a synopsis here real quickly here. A synopsis here, wanted sub 3. Finally to break that 3-hour mark, did not happen, but came damn close to doing that. But in the process, with the kind of correction of the course layout there by the Grand West Marathon, it corrected the time there, 2 minutes off there. So we're judging it, assuming, now you can't assume with this kind of field, Boston Marathon, these 3,300 runners, right? 30,000 runners, right? So you never know, but assuming everything goes, I mean, my age group is pretty tough overall, whether it's a big-time race like Grandma's or your local standard race. Don't want to get too cocky, anything like that, but assuming that the stars line up, yours truly could be running the Boston Marathon, which it would be the 128th edition of the Boston Marathon next April. Cannot believe I'm saying those words on one of my podcasts. Incredible. Just incredible there. So battled and fought through a little bit of adversity late and had a hell of a finish there. I got to tell you, I think that was one of my favorite finishes right there in my marathon history, in my 8 marathons complete now history of me running these things and being crazy stupid as I sound. But yeah, just can't quit. You never know. You just can't quit whatever you're trying to do. And hey, who knows? Given a kick from my co-host of the Pearl Project podcast, Alex Aiden, number 9 could be this fall. And if Boston were to be another marathon I run, that'll be number 10. And I wanted to run, my goal was to get to 10 marathons. So that would be pretty epic, man. Pretty epic to do that. So, I mean, all I think right now, as far as I'm sitting here on this podcast, it looks like it's going to be that way. So after back and forth discussions there with a couple of friends of mine and some other folks that could be the way to go here heading in the fall. Run another marathon and then set yourself up for number 10 on the spring. So we'll see what happens there on that front there. But yeah, man, it's going to be a solo episode there. We're going to have that special guest episode as well. So I'm not going to give away too many secrets of that. That's a teaser for y'all to come back and listen to us again for another episode of 3Y Podcast with EG3. So definitely make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast there on that. I think we covered everything in there as well. So the crew chief on the 14 here real quick. Let's back up a little bit here to give the names of the crew chief swap, because there was a crew chief swap yesterday with Stuart Haas Racing here. Had it here. Oh, and of course, big news from Joe Gibbs Racing. They sold a minority of their stake to the Washington Commanders early this week as well. So Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders, have a little small stake. With JGR, so that was huge news there as well. Yeah, so John Klausmeier has a new role, who was a crew chief of this 14. That sets up, okay, Richard Boswell for Chase Briscoe. And I mentioned earlier at the top of the podcast, Robert Herbst's crew chief, that Boswell was on. Well, Herbst gets Dalvin Revesto, his new crew chief as well. So there's that as well. But we have now waved the checkered flag here in another 3Y podcast episode here with EG3 here on this Wednesday night. This will go out Friday night sometime. If anything pops up emergency wise, I might hop back on here on the mic and talk about it. But we will recap all three races, a triple header weekend at Nashville. NBC refires the engines, takes over. Looking forward to our coverage From the rest of the way, all the way through Phoenix as well. We'll see what happens as we really get down to business. Can Ross Chastain get himself back going? Can Chase Elliott find his way to the playoffs? There's so much more storyline to this. Can SHR, with the changes made this week, can they pick up their performance back? We'll see where all that shakes up for right now. Checker flag, EG3, 3Wide Podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate you. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.